Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you, but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We had the OPW's bike shed in Leinster House, which cost in and around the region of €335,000. We had the perimeter wall around a government office that ended up with the OPW, one wag suggesting that they might be called the Office for Posh Walls because it came in at €490,000. And to take the focus somewhat off the OPW, we now have the Arts Council's IT system coming in at €6 million. And according to the Mail, the minister now responsible for arts, that being Patrick O'Donovan, has issued an order through his civil servants to all of the 30 state bodies under his department's remit, seeking a full audit to say if there is any spending issue in any one of your bodies, send it in now that we may deal with it. I don't want to see any more surprises appearing. With me is Piers Doherty, TD for Donegal, Deputy Dáil Leader and Finance Spokesperson for Sinn Féin. Piers Doherty, it is one of those things where if you gather together every outlier in one list, as I have just done, you can make it look like there is a systemic crisis. Is there actually a systemic issue?
I think there definitely is. And the big fear here is that we are only finding a lot of this out because of the work of journalists. Most of the items that you read out there was done by investigative reporting, people who put out the FOIs or got information from sources and brought this to the public. And really what we don't know is what lies beneath the bonnet. How much more of millions of euros of taxpayers' money is this government wasting? We know, for example, the National Children's Hospital is the one that takes the biscuit, a contract that was originally supposed to come in around 700 million, is now over 2.2 billion euro. And it doesn't seem like today the government can even tell us if that's going to be the final figure. So there is a serious issue. This is a government of serial wasters. And that is why we were calling for not an audit just within one department, but actually an audit right across all of the department, a waste audit to find out what is actually going on and to call a time in relation to this waste of public money. I think what you're seeing in some from Patrick O'Donovan is trying to deflect and also to kind of paint this picture to the public that, you know, that they're aghast, that they're shocked that this has come out of the blue. But we know from the Arts Council, from their annual report, and indeed from their public statements in relation to the government's attempt here, that they're very clear that they kept the department informed at all stages. And indeed, the accusation is that the department buried this or the government buried this in advance of the last election because they didn't want that story to come out in an election campaign. And that's a very serious issue. And that's something that we need to get to the bottom of.
And if you're seeing an audit being done, by whom? Is this Controller and Auditor General, or is this a separate entity that would be created?
Yeah, look, the first thing is that the controller and auditor general has those powers, obviously, to carry out an audit, so that they would be central in relation to this. But it would be not just in terms of third party organisations, like we've heard about RTE and the flip flops and all of those type of stories. And now you have the Arts Council, but we also need to see within the department itself in relation to whether they are getting value for money, and whether they also need to look at how they are spending their money. We've seen from the Department of Social Welfare, for example, huge amounts of money in terms of IT, 126 million euro being paid out over a 2-year period. We see contracts for cleaning services of 4.5 million, half a million for cleaning windows. There's questions whether this is actually good value for money, or are departments and agencies just, playing fast and loose with taxpayers' money. And why does that happen? I don't believe a minister can be over every single level of expenditure. They can't, like, that's not expected of them. But what a minister does do, and what a government does do, is they set the tone within their department. And it is clear that after 14 years of Fine Gael in government, that the tone is that there is no accountability. And when there is no accountability, when they're not asking questions in relation to waste of public money and the waste that we're seeing, then that allows for this culture to fester. And it is a fester, and it has to be rooted out, in my view.
And Piers Doherty, when you look at it, because you've obviously been involved in the finance brief for a long time at this point, do you attribute the cause to failures in procurement and the way that contracts are entered into? Do you attribute the cause to the management of those contracts? Because if you look at the National Children's Hospital, there would have been big questions asked about how the actual contract provisions were dealt with and how many derivations there were from the original deal. Does this become so complex that it's impossible to point to a single cause?
No, I think what you're pinpointing there is that there are different reasons for different overruns. Like the National Children's Hospital, if you go back to the very source of it, it is basically the way the contract was done, and that two-stage contract that was signed off by Leo Varadkar at the time. But that wasn't just the only mistake. Remember, the operators, the builders of the National Children's Hospital, offered to Simon Harris to withdraw and for him to retender, and he refused to do so. And that project has ballooned ever since. So there's questions in relation to that, and there's questions in relation to how just the oversight from government in relation to that. So if you have a government that kind of says, don't ask any questions, and therefore I won't be told, and it's kind of, I don't want to be told because if something goes wrong, I can point the finger at somebody else. That's the type of culture that we have at this point in time, and it's been going on for years. This is taxpayers' money. And again, I think that you have a situation where the public are sick to the teeth of it, and government are trying to pretend that they're commentators, that they're passengers in relation to this here, but they're not. They're actually, like, the minister is legally the department. The minister is responsible for the department. And as I said, I don't expect him to know how many bags of sand are ordered to build a wall, but I do expect the minister to be laying down the rules when he or she goes into department and saying that we will not tolerate, the waste of public money.
Is all of that within a ministerial remit? Because if you take something like the Arts Council and the IT project that ended up being a bridge to nowhere, if you are in government, you could say, well, hang on a minute, there is a cross-party organisation, that being the Public Accounts Committee, which is meant to scrutinise government, which is meant to scrutinise state agency spending. That's their responsibility rather than a ministerial one.
Yeah, but the problem with the problem, first of all, it is the ministerial and departmental has the main responsibility. They have the responsibility of the expenditure of public money and to make sure that it is done in a careful and constructive way that gets us value for money. The committee system is looking at it after the fact. We don't want more stories of this here. We don't want the government to be wasting more millions, hundreds of millions of euro of taxpayers' money. So the PAC is looking after the fact at the money that was spent and the waste that is happening. What we need is a government that actually holds people to account. So where is, like, I asked the Taoiseach these questions this week, like, where is the accountability? All of the issues that you've raised there, and the National Children's Hospital in RTE. You can point to different, but one thing you can't point to is who was held accountable in any of those issues. And nobody was held accountable. And that's the problem. This is now a situation where the government is trying to manage a bad publicity story.
Was Catherine Martin not held accountable by the electorate?
Well, the electorate didn't even know about this. Like that's the issue there. Like what we're told from the national.
Well, I rather meant for RTE, but yes, the Arts Council thing has only emerged post election.
Yeah, well, look, I think the Green Party were held accountable for some of their mad policies, to tell you the God's honest truth. You know, like it wasn't just Catherine Martin who lost their seat. Quite a number of them lost their seat, with only one remaining. And yes, absolutely, we're all held accountable in terms of our of by the electorate, and that's the way it should be. But departments and ministers are also need to be held accountable. And like, there is serious questions here now, which the government doesn't want to answer. Like, are the Arts Council telling the truth? Was the department kept informed at all stages, as they have stated in writing? And if so, if the department was informed, was the minister informed? I'm sure I would only imagine that she must have been. And the question then is, was the Minister for Public Expenditure, was Pascal Donoghue informed? Was his department informed? Like, his department had to sign off on the original tender for this when it was just over 2 million euro. Why was no department actually raising questions? Why has this annual report been delayed? It was supposed to be published in the summer.
Well, can I ask you, Charlie, given your assertion earlier on that it is your belief that what Patrick O'Donoghue is engaged in now is a desire to try to get things off the public agenda as quickly as is possible, have you or has Sinn Féin any plans to keep this on the public agenda in the coming week?
Well, look, I've already submitted significant amounts of freedom of information requests in relation to all the discussions and context that we're on between departments, between ministers and all of this, because we want the truth. We want to shine a light in relation to this story. And we do need to know who knew what and when. Why did they order this review? Has been reported in the papers over the last couple of days, suggestions from the Arts Council that the review that was ordered last year by the department was an attempt to bury the story before the general election. Now, if government is doing that, like basically basically ignoring the fact that this money was wasted in this way. But then the second thing, that what they'd carried out was to try and make sure that the public didn't become aware of it until after the general election, then that's a serious, serious issue. And we need to know that. So absolutely, we're going to continue to raise issues in relation to this. But the problem for us, Anton, is it's likely that there's going to be another story next week and another story the week after, because this is now ongoing. This is, as we've said before, this is a government of serial waste. Like, we have seen massive amount of public spending being wasted, and we'll hear the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste, stand up in the Dáil and tut-tut about it, but nothing is changing, and that can't continue. So we do need it proper action right across the board, as we call for in the general election, an audit of waste that is taking place within the departments and within third agencies, and we need to make sure that people are held accountable. But key to all of this here is the tone needs to change.
Okay.
It's the government that sets the tone, and the problem is they have set a tone for allowing people to play fast and loose. Okay. They've done it themselves. Like, remember back to when Robert Watt took on the General Secretary of the Department of Health. Remember, that was a deal that was conjured up behind closed doors between the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste at the time, and it breached their own rules in relation to the pay caps for civil servants. So if you've got the most senior people in government that are willing to do kind of deals like this here, regardless of the motivation, then what tone does that set for departments, officials, or indeed for third parties?
Forgive me cutting across you, but there is one other matter that I just want to get your view on, which is the front of the Business Post this weekend is revealing that, according to what they describe as a revelation, senior government sources are saying that one of the options that is being considered to try to get apartment building going and deal with the housing crisis, given what we've seen about the lack of private developers being enticed into the apartment building sector, one of the things that's being considered is a reintroduction of Section 23 type tax incentives. Now, these were tax incentives back, I think, late 80s, early 90s, that were effective in terms of building, but they were also effective in terms of enriching a lot of property developers and speculators. Would you be happy to see something like that brought in, knowing who is likely to benefit?
Absolutely not. Like, I sat on the bank in inquiry with others, and this was one of the causes in relation to the crash that we've had. This is about speculation in terms of profit, and it's again taxpayers' money. It comes out of somebody's pocket here, and this is again a government that simply are out of ideas when it comes to the issue of housing. We talked about them burying the last report. They also buried the fact that they weren't going to meet their targets of 40,000 homes last year till after the election. We called them out well before that. We told them it wasn't possible. They weren't on target. The Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, you know, confirmed over and over again that they would reach 40,000 homes. They only built 30,000 homes. The problem here is that they are now doubling down on what is a failed strategy, and that is trying to turbo boost through tax incentives and higher rents for private institutional funds to come in and build apartments that are far too expensive for anybody to own. You know, apartments at €500,000 is not affordable. And what they need to do is they need to look at state-led delivery in terms of housing, not only in our urban areas, but in our non-urban areas as well. And we've shown them over and over again how that's done. So this is like a return to the past. We heard Micheál Martin this week saying, you know, about the rent pressure zones, that needs to be reviewed, or literally kind of suggesting that it wasn't going to be kept in place. And what does this mean in real terms? It means that the only protections that there for renters is that it's going to be gone. Why? Because institutional funds, they've lobbied others. They want these rent pressure zones gone. They want to be able to charge higher rents, even though they're charging in many cases up to €2,000 already. And they've got the government over the barrel on this here, because the government have no other strategy bar bowtowing to private investment funds. And that is the wrong strategy and the wrong thing for people and for affordability.
Piers Doherty, thank you very much. That is Piers Doherty, who is, of course, TD for Donegal, Deputy Dáil Leader for Sinn Féin and Finance Spokesperson for that party.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.